When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
So now I'm going to journal what worked and what didn't. And I think this is a good opportunity. It's a good prompt to jump back in on after missing 4 days of Art Sound Off. And I thought about it. I thought about, am I going to go back and re-record, or not re-record, but record them after the fact and get them into the feed so I get all 31 prompts or 30 prompts? No, I think I can use this one as an opportunity to talk about, okay, what's working, what's not working. I'll tell you what was not working this last 2 weeks. I think I chronicled a little bit of this, doing an after-school program after working a full school day. Kind of. If I was going to be really precise about it, I had to leave my first school visit early to hit the road and drive the hour and a half to my after school program, which amounted to a full week this week, Monday through Thursday, working 11 to 12 hour days, including all of the driving that was involved. So I was out of the house. I was out in the world for 12 hours. And of course I get a spam call right when the middle of recording. I'm going to hang up on that. I know that the vibrations came through on the microphone. That's why I hung a lampshade on that. Anyway, so what didn't work? What didn't work was finding the energy to do a decent reflection. I know these are only 5 minutes, and they're meant to be very manageable, but one of the things that came up this last week was I started to not feel very good, like I was coming down with something, which made me really nervous, and I started to really double down on taking care of myself. So, I mean, getting home from work and going right to bed, you know, getting as much rest as I possibly could and not pushing myself any harder than I absolutely had to. And thankfully it didn't escalate into like any kind of full blown thing. It was just like a little bit of like, scratchy throat for a little while. Thank goodness. So attending to myself became my top priority as I was managing what was a really difficult week. And so some things had to fall off my list. Some different drawing things that I wanted to do, some other creative pursuits, basically all creative pursuits, all things that were of a personal nature kind of fell off of my plate as I just attended to what commitments I made in my work as a teaching artist and then my commitment to taking care of myself. So what did work then was that, right? I noticed that I wasn't feeling great. I adapted the plan. And I feel like I'm coming out the other end of this week feeling pretty okay. And obviously good enough to do a reflection on this. Now, I don't know if I need to go into with any kind of length or detail about like the idea of like not fulfilling my personal contract to check in every day on this thing. I think the original intention for it from Rob and me when we first coined Art Sound Off was to create a sort of goal, a guide and a goal where any participation counts. And I think we even adjusted the plan where it's like, you could do it like once a month. You don't even have to share it, really. And, you know, there's no, I think about going back to, you know, my work as a teaching artist, I run into a lot of students who look at me and say, but what's the right way to do this? You know, I'll say, well, what do you think it would work best on this page? And they're like, yeah, I want to do this, but what's the right way to do it? And then I have to smile and throw my arms out wide and say, I don't know. We're going to have to explore and find out. This place of ambiguity is exactly the right place to be. Welcome to the ambiguous space of making art. Isn't it awesome? And I feel like that spirit is in the intention of Art Sound Off. So do I feel any kind of like, do I feel like I've let myself down in any way? Heck no. No. It was something where I was adapting the plan. I mean, adaptation bros is a thing that I've been saying a lot lately. And I'm hoping that bro can be an inclusive word that doesn't say like any particular way you present yourself to the world. What I mean in the sense of the way I'm using the word bro is just like somebody who shoulders up to everybody else on the team and then commits to something. And what I commit to is adaptation. Changing the plan. Yesterday, I was having a quick consultation with the hosting organization that I was doing the after-school program for. We were talking about how the previous 2 days went and like what do we think they need today? And let's come up with a backup plan. And I literally said to her, you know, you just announced my favorite moment of any residency is when I throw the plan over my shoulder and let's slip into adaptation bros mode. So I guess if I had to commit to anything, it's that. And I feel like I committed well. So what didn't work? Overpacking the schedule. What did work? The adaptations I made in order to make sure that I was taking care of myself. So there we go. I journaled it. All right. This is part of the Art Sound Off Challenge, artsoundoff.com. And you can find out more there, obviously. That's why I said the web address. And I'll be back tomorrow with another Thunder Punch Daily. And until then, remember, everybody.
I love running at this time of the day.
Yeah, me too. Makes me feel close to nature.
The best part is that it's wonderful exercise.
It's the best. Of course, one should check with a doctor before doing any heavy exercise.
Right, and then start off just a little each day.
I sure wish we could tell that to everybody.
I think we just did.
We did?
Say for yourself.
Remember, be good to your body, and it'll be good to you.
Well said, He-Man. Now, I'll race you to the tree.
Okay.